speaking of horses who just find a way to win, Marzu did it again yesterday in the Doomben 10,000. Capped a big week for Marzu's connections as the horse has been selected in the Everest. And co-trainer Peter Snowden is on the line. Pete, good morning.
Morning, Ray. How are you?
Yeah, terrific, Pete. And congratulations. And, gee, I reckon if anyone was a doubter about Marzu, just watch that race yesterday. I know the margin was slim and Paul Lilly was great in defeat, but you need to be a good horse to find a way to win when you're struggling. And he looked to be, his wheels were spinning on the home turn, Marzu, Pete.
Yeah, you're right, Ray. That's even something that he's been winning here, winning quite comfortably and looking to win a long way from home. But that's the first time I've seen him come off the bit yesterday. And I was worried because I thought wet track should be his forte, but it shows you the texture of that grass and how different it is to other grasses, because he was just lost. And the weird part about looking at him, he didn't look like he was gone physically. It just looked like he was not handling the track. And Sammy said the same thing we rang last night. He said it wasn't that he was going average, but he kept losing his action on it. And like a horse that doesn't like appreciate wet ground, that's not him. But once you start to push him along, he showed a lot of grit there. He had a lot of work to do. I was very proud of his effort yesterday.
Peter, is Marzu the type of horse who will be effective in an Everest?
Oh, 100%. I think it's rubber stamped yesterday. I think the best, the toughest win those sort of races, and I'm very confident his horse can keep on improving. Physically, he's not fully matured yet. He's definitely got potential, and he's got grit. That was just grit yesterday. He could have put his hand up in the corner and run third or fourth, but he wasn't having anything to do with that. He was strong late, and even to win another half a lap again, he'd still beat them because he's just a very determined horse.
Yeah, he showed that under pressure yesterday. That was a good horse to win. Hey, Pete, look, he's still favourite for the Kingsford Smith Cup and the Stradbroke Handicap, but post his breakthrough Group 1 win yesterday in the Doomben 10,000, what are the plans going forward now?
Yeah, look, I haven't spoke the ownership group yet on Michael or Chris, but my view personally would be to stop with him. I was thinking about going to Stradbroke because he's so well weighed, it will be. But I just think that's a really tough run yesterday. Had he won very easily, that might have been a different story. But the fact that he's such a tough win after he's already had five runs previous to that and won them all. And I think he's nothing else to prove now. And that spring comes down quickly. You know, that race is October. It's not that far away, really. You think about racing, sometimes hit them out, bring them up. It doesn't need a lot of time. So my recommendation, speaking to the owners, is I'll be thinking give them a break.
You've got that blueprint, haven't you, Pete, through Red Zell back in 2017, winning the Doomben 10,000, being spelled and then coming back in spring and winning the Everest. And speaking of that, the deal was done during the week prior to the Doomben 10,000. And a unique deal as well, Peter, because the Arrowfield and the Star slot have locked Marzu away for 2 years, which I think is a vote of confidence not only in the horse itself, but also in his ability to potentially keep improving.
Well, absolutely. It was a good move. It's the first time it's happened, but I think there's good reason for it. This horse is only three.
Yeah.
So you know he's going to get better. He's showing all the right signs to be a good sprinter. He's young. He's got good, genuine speed. He's tough. He showed that yesterday. He handles it wet or dry. He ticks every box you want to tick for a horse that's challenges to throw up for an Everest. And the fact that he's going to get better, you don't know, it's a guarantee, but for mine, all the years I've been with him, this is the sort of horse, you know, can get stronger with time. And now his attitude's changed, he's going to let himself, that'll happen. He still gets a bit keen in his work, but not uncontrollable. But his whole attitude on and off the track now is better. He's just going to keep settling better and doing better in the yard. And he'll get a stronger horse, and to lock him for 2 years is a smart move. And also, an early move. You know, there's been a few moves lately, which I thought had been fairly early. But just for this our horse, and winning yesterday is a rubber stamp that deal for them. They've got the confidence as we have that this horse will be up that level.
Exactly, yeah. And just finally, Pat, I know you didn't have a winner at the two-day Scone Carnival, but sort of hometown for you, and I loved being back there yesterday. It's a great atmosphere, great crowd on track, even bigger crowd apparently on track on Friday, and it's the heart and soul of Australian racing in the Hunter Valley there.
Yeah, it was great to go back and catch up with everyone. We didn't get a winner yesterday. Once the wet track was around, it just sort of wiped half the team out, and we'd really been looking to go there. I had nine nominated, only took five, and only one of those is a wet tracker, so I really struggled a bit on the day. But he ranges ran a great race. He ran super. But it was good to go back and see everyone. As I said, once you get back to see the people that I grew up with, and it's always good to go back to your hometown and catch up and reunite old acquaintances.
Peter, I can sense a little disappointed lilt in your voice this morning, and I think I know why.
You know what? When the scores got close, I turned the television off.
Did you know? Did you have a sense of foreboding? Did you, Peter?
Yes. When they got 8 points up, I said, "Oh, that's good. There's still 10 minutes to go. That's bad." So
what was the score when you turned it off?
They got within 2 points of them, so I said, I can't watch anymore.
Yeah, that's a bit like Tanya and Parramatta getting close games she can't watch. But, hey, Pete, we can watch Marzu each and every time because he's a terrific horse, got a tremendous desire to win. Congratulations on his win in the Doomben 10,000 and all the best going forward into the Everest come October.
Appreciate it, Ray. Thanks very much.